I will be made fun of for the rest of my life for what happened on a New York City subway. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. Hour two in effect. Timberwolves in the Western Conference Championships tonight. That's going to be fun. That's what I'm going to be doing. Watching some basketball. Wolves are in Oklahoma City. Tip at 7:30. We got Amy Hockert. Fox 9's Amy Hockert. The most lovably unhinged Timberwolves fan, certainly on social media. Amy will join us at 5:35 here on Drive Time to get us ready for the game. So, I was in New York. We were doing all the New York things. I was there to pick up Seth from NYU. Dang it. Called him Sam. Alyssa called Seth Sam a couple times as well while we were in New York. And kids don't like that. Don't really care for that. So I'm in New York and we go to get bagels. And so, like, that's great. Go to get bagels. It's all good. And I get a cup of coffee because it was early in the morning. And also because I like coffee. So I've got my everything bagel with jalapeno schmear on it. And I got my cup of coffee. And off we go to the subway. We get in the train. Get on the 6. You know, walk down the stairs. Train shows up. Get in. Alyssa sits down. Seth sits down. I am walking to grab onto the pole. And as I walk, the train starts moving. I lurch forward. I squeeze the coffee cup. The lid pops up. The coffee goes everywhere, including on a woman and her dress sitting to my right. Coffee flying all over the place. My question to you is, what would you do in this moment? 651-461-9226. What do? When you spill coffee on somebody else, hot coffee, but not like McDonald's lawsuit hot coffee. Of course, like, what I wanted to do was cry. Cry for it being embarrassing. Cry for the fact that I got coffee. Now, it's not all over this woman's dress. So picture a woman seated in like a sundress. And so there's like a little bit of coffee. Not a little bit. Like, it's only like a little 12-ounce cup. But it was probably, let's say, 2 ounces of coffee. That'll leave a stain, right? And a little bit on her legs. So Alyssa comes to me. Now, picture this scene. Alyssa comes to me with napkins because Alyssa's a mom. Of course, she required a large handful of napkins. So she brings me some napkins. There's a police officer stationed in the subway train, which, by the way, in New York, cops everywhere. It was wonderful. So there are police everywhere. So the police officer says, give me the coffee cup. I'll hold the coffee cup. So she takes the coffee from me. She's being incredibly nice. And so what I do is I apologize like crazy. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then I ask, are you okay? And she says, I'm not okay. And then you know you're not in Minnesota. At that moment, you know you're not in Minnesota. As a texter said, if I'm in Minneapolis, what I do is I apologize and apologize and apologize. If I'm in NYC, I get off at the next stop and run. So I apologize multiple times. I say, are you okay? After I've given her some napkins. You know, I can't like wipe someone. You know, what is What are you supposed to do? So I give her napkins. She dries it off. And she says, I am not okay. She's like, I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to change my clothes. I'm going to have to dry clean this. I don't know if I'll be able to. Like, it's a whole thing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And the cop says to me, it's okay. Accidents happen. The police officer is trying to make me feel better. I am a 50-year-old man, and the police officer in that scenario was like, it's all right, buddy. Like, you know, don't let this woman steamroll you. It's all right. So her friends are all, like, trying to help her clean up. And then I have to, like, what am I supposed to do? I have to sit down. As if a sign from the gods, my computer just went to a blue screen, said, we're having a problem. We got to restart. That's it. The computer's just had it with this story. I thought this was a pretty good story. Rick is on the phone because Rick wants to weigh in on the story. Rick, I felt awful. And then I'm trapped on this train with this woman.
I'd feel awful, too, but I think you did the right thing. And I guess what I would do is I'd offer to pay for the dry cleaning. And when I got put on hold, I think you were just talking about she was going to have to go home and I assume probably change her clothes and whatnot.
Right.
But I guess I would have offered, you know, to pay for the dry cleaning and apologize. And that's about the best you could do. They call them accidents because that's what they are, you know, and you were more than apologetic about it. On the other hand, I'm thinking to myself, well, if she was really, really good looking, I'd say, well, if you got something else there, you could take that off and I'll clean it for you.
I tried to keep it on the up and up. We're all good here. Very good, Rick. Thank you.
All right.
So I did go sit down because I felt like I shouldn't be, there is a certain point where I shouldn't be walking around with a loaded coffee cup, right? Like, I mean, clearly, I had some trouble. So, I did offer money. I did offer money.
Do we want to discuss how much you offered?
Sure. So,
I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm genuinely curious.
Well, yeah, you sort of have that moment where you're like, what is the right... Like, what should I do?
Should you offer enough for her to go buy a coffee, or should you offer enough to replace the dress?
And, like, it was fortunate that I had some cash on me, and as one of our texters said, this is why I keep a emergency $100 in my pocket, in my wallet. I already had to break the emergency 100 on that trip to tip, what are you, the bellman, when they bring in your bag.
Yeah.
So I had cash, thankfully. So I offered her a $20 bill. I just went up with a folded up 20 and said, I'm still sorry, but take this. And she did not. She didn't take the money, which I have to say, like, I wish she took the money, because if she took the money, then I'm sort of off the hook, right? Like, then I'm sort of off the hook. But she didn't take the money. And I believe she didn't take the money because she wanted me to sit and suffer. Isn't that the power move? I spilled on you. I give you $20. I try to give you $20, but if you accept it, you also are allowing me to wash my hands of the scenario. She did the truly brilliant and evil thing, which is to not allow me to have closure on the scenario. Michael's in Minneapolis. Was $20 enough, Michael? Should I have offered more?
I think you followed it to the letter of a kind and normal human being, but I don't... The normal, what is normal these days? So I myself travel in some tight quarters, transportation sometimes, and I mean, you handled it like a gentleman. The cop behaved normally back to you, and as soon as the woman made the comment of "I'm not okay" with enunciating that, it sounded like, or were you embellishing that?
No, that's what it sounded like. Yes, there is a lot of judgment in the "I'm not okay." Yeah.
So I think she kind of turned the script to, we're not going to behave normal here and accident, and then you could have then maybe said, well, you know, besides you were concerned maybe she was burned, are you okay, what can I do for you? And leave it on them, and then if she, you know, still sounds like she gave you an attitude, but I think
that's pretty good, Michael.
Yeah. Perfect.
I wish I had done that. Good call. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for that would have been a good move. What could I do? What can I do? And just leave it at that. A texter asked another good question that I'm going to answer after the break. How long after did you ride together? Oh, because the awkwardness of this does get worse. Because I'll tell you where we were headed. And how that ties into that. And really the longest telling of a story of someone spilling a cup of coffee in radio history. That when we come back on CCO. Make sure you subscribe to the DeRussia Eats podcast. In-depth interviews with chefs, with farmers, with restaurateurs. Just search DeRussia Eats. Those in-depth interviews and our conversations about food here on the air. DeRussia Eats brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. And Serdex Liquor and Cheese Shop. So how long did I ride on the subway with, you know, the victim of my idioticness? Let's be clear. Should I have brought a cup of coffee in a non-like reusable cup on the subway? No. Rookie, stupid mistake. About five more stops together. We're on the subway because we're going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. We're going to the Met. And I'm looking at this woman and her two friends. And as I'm sitting down alone, because my family is trying to pretend that they don't know me, I'm thinking...
Although, to be fair, that's par for the course,
par
right?
Par for the course, yeah. That's our standard public transportation seating arrangement. So... I'm sitting there thinking, this woman's going to the Met, right? Like, she's wearing a dress.
Sure.
Oh, she could have been going anywhere, New York City, whatever. But
right,
I,
but in
just
your mind, yeah, in that circumstance.
Yeah, I'm building it up.
Yeah.
No, she was freaking going to the Met.
Of course.
She gets off at 77th Street. The spill happened down at, like, 33rd. So we spent... So I keep watching, right? I'm like, well, we can get off at 77th or we can get off at like 86th and backtrack down to the museum. I'm like, we're getting off at 77th. And sure enough, she gets up at 77th. And so what I do, because I'm a man of courage, is I get off the train and then I stop. And I just wait for like 5 minutes to let her get a good head start. Because I didn't want to run into this woman in line or at the museum,
sure,
or whatever.
I'd have gone to 86th. I'd have just sat right back down.
I thought about it. Yeah. I like, maybe we'll go one more. Yep. No.
No. I'd have ducked and covered.
Texters, Jason, $20 is absolutely enough. Another texter, Jason, $20 is nowhere near enough. Especially in NYC, 50 or 100 is the amount. Another texter. Now, come on. If you spill coffee on someone in the subway, is this the same as, like, getting in a car accident? Like, where I should pay for the repairs? I would.
Well, you're not trading insurance cards here, but it is New York City.
Right. I don't know. $20.
Surcharge.
Do you dry clean everything? Like, I don't know. $20 felt like it would clean the dress?
I don't know what the prices would be in New York City.
$20, says another texter, is an insult. A slap in the face to the injury I've already caused. I should have offered more money. 40 or 50, says a texter.
I wouldn't be shocked if she took it that way. Would you?
As an insult? No, I think she just... I think she was trying to get to the forgiveness phase, where it was like, don't worry about it.
Okay.
But she didn't say don't worry about it.
No.
It was just a no.
So maybe she was trying to get to the forgiveness phase, but
she
was still upset.
That's what I think.
Yeah, okay.
Texter Jason, I would try to get you to spill coffee on my blouse for $20.
Yeah,
I mean, you're... Now, Texter's asking approximately how old this woman was.
That's a fair question.
And I would say probably my age, like adult, not like a young adult, not like an old lady. I would say, and by old lady, I'm meaning 80 plus, just to be clear.
Aggressively middle-aged, is that?
Yeah, I'd say maybe a skosh older than me, but like in the ballpark.
Okay.
Couldn't I have done a commercial for somebody and get her dress cleaned for free? That's fair, too.
It's an excellent point.
At least I didn't wipe the coffee off her, and that certainly would have pissed off my wife.
That would have been creepy on several levels, yeah.
But you do have that sort of dad instinct to try to let me just... So you have this in your mind, and then you're stopping yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, I've got the napkins. And then another random person on the subway came and brought me more napkins. I will say this, like,
wow.
People look at New York and you're like, they're all... No, like, the cop was nice.
Sure.
Another rando. I think everyone felt bad for me. And, of course, for the person...
I was going to say, they might feel a little bit worse for her than for you.
I don't know. Who do you feel worse for in that scenario?
I'd rather be the person spilling the coffee than having the coffee spilled on me. I would think that's
pretty standard. Yeah, I do think, like, to be clear, I think her and someone was like,
you got the way to make yourself the victim by calling her evil for not taking my money.
I would encourage people to remember that we do joke around on this show. And sometimes I say stuff thinking that, like, you might get a chuckle out of it. That's all. If I were her... Like, I would be mad. I would be mad. Also, like...
But you would be very Minnesota, and you would say, no, it's okay, everything's fine, no, don't worry about it, it's all right.
Yeah.
The whole time, the thought process is you.
Right. But I would have, for sure. Now, the texter says, the funny part is right now she's doing a radio show in New York asking, what would you do if someone spilled coffee on your dress?
Let me tell you about this idiot on the subway.
And he only offered me $20. Give me a call at 212. That's pretty good. Another texter, a more experienced radio professional, would have gotten contact info so my producer could arrange an on-air follow. You guys are the best. 4:31, we'll break. We'll be back with Joe Tamburino. Lots of legal issues to talk about, including a rethinking of the prosecutions of the officers of the George Floyd case. Could there be, or the Derek Chauvin case of the death of George Floyd, could there be a pardon? What are some of the other issues around this? We'll talk about it with Joe in just a minute.